This is Mick Warhurst on ABC Radio.
The Museum of what?
Today's instalment of Museum of What, where we check in with strange and wonderful displays all over the country. It features a medieval castle. Yep, castle. I love a castle. It's probably got a moat as well. We will find out. It's located on the Sunshine Coast in a place called Bly Bly. And inside its medieval walls is a museum of a very different kind, a medieval and doll museum. ABC Sunshine Coast reporter Alex Easton has taken a squiz at it for us. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. It's on the Sunshine Coast and it's in Bly Bly. Sunshine Castle has apparently been there for many, many years. Do you know much of the history of this building?
Yeah, so it was built in the early 1970s, and when it was first built, it was called the Fairy Time or Fairy Tale Castle, and that's sort of the very beginnings of the doll collection, because they used dolls to depict scenes from fairy tales in dioramas and stuff like that, and then it got sold, and the next person who bought it was kind of really into the dolls, and they used to travel the world collecting costumes and sewing costumes for dolls. And so then it kind of expanded, and it's just kind of grown from there to the point where now it's kind of taken over half the facility, because, you know, nothing really says Norman Castle like a large collection of aging dolls.
What does it look like when you go in there? Is there a moat? Do you go over a drawbridge and then into some sort of weird doll display area? How does it work?
There is a moat. Well, it's called a moat. It's kind of like a little stream, which is actually inside in what you'd probably call the keep. But the castle itself, like the structure itself, has grown quite a bit over the years. So you don't sort of walk in and get slapped in the face with a large pile of dolls. And when I went in there, I got taken for a little tour. And the first things you see when they take you on your tour are all medieval things. They take you into a big hall, which is used a lot for weddings. And in fact, weddings is really one of the big things that they do there. And they have, particularly sort of post Game of Thrones and stuff like that, they have a lot of really interesting weddings, like sort of medieval themed stuff. But the manager, Nina, was telling me there was one wedding they'd had there where the groom had to fight off the wedding party with a sword to rescue the bride, and then they got married.
Do they do jousting there as well?
I'm sure they'd like to try it. I'm not sure logistically how you'd be able to get a run-up. It's not a really massive space inside. But I mean, it's a big castle, but there's no sort of big areas where you could do a proper joust, I don't think. Maybe in the car park.
We are talking museums around the country in our segment, Museum of What? We are at a doll museum right now in a place called Bly Bly on the Sunshine Coast. And Alex Easton is a producer of Drive on ABC Sunshine Coast. We sent him off to have a look. Was it your first visit, or do you hang out at the Doll and Medieval Museum?
No, I've been hearing about it for years. And
are the locals into it?
Some people are. I mean, I think most of the people who go to the castle are tourists, but apparently there are people who, like, will have been there 20 years ago and will come back specifically for the dolls, and people keep coming back for the dolls, and they're like, where are the dolls? Where are the dolls? It's okay, well, the dolls are over here. I get the feeling they kind of wouldn't mind if the dolls all met a tragic end and they could use that space for something else.
Well, some people think dolls are creepy. So that, you know, quite often they can go to a venue like that. I've been to a similar museum and old dolls in particular, people find a little on the creepy side. So I imagine you can be on either side of the fence with this one. But you went along and you said you spoke to the manager, Nina, and mm-hmm. I think we should have a listen to what you came up with.
It's an outstanding idea.
So we are standing in the reception hall in the first level here, and this part of the castle is the oldest part, the one that the first owners built originally in 72, 73, and they hosted eight fairy tale displays, display cases in here. And we have two of these left in this part of the castle. So this one here is the story of Pedro and the dragon. And then over there, we've got the 12 princes display here as well.
Tell us what the story of the 12 dancing princesses is.
Once upon a time, there was a king who had 12 beautiful daughters, and he found all of their shoes worn out every morning. And so he was very curious to know what they were actually doing. And he got a special soldier to find out, who got given a cloak that made him invisible.
So these dolls, I mean, we can see that the prints from frame to frame is the same. Were these actually made specifically for this, do you know?
Yeah, that was what the first owner's couple made, or like the wife. She made the displays and he made the castle, basically.
Right.
Yeah, to host the displays, yeah.
And is this basically how the doll collection began?
That's right. The castle was then known as Fairy Tale Castle, and it was called Fairy Tale Castle for the time that that couple owned and operated it. And it was known to be hosting fairy tales and displays. And over the years, with all the interest and visitors that the castle had of being here, they turned their focus on being more about dolls, not only fairy tales, and it got lots of donations of dolls as well. That second owner couple, they traveled the world a lot and they've seen lots of different countries. So she was sewing costumes of different countries and dressed her dolls in those, and they made the displays for those. So this section here now hosts medieval displays like this one here behind the glass.
And in this case, the dolls are basically mannequins.
Yes. And knights in shining armor and knights on horses.
So these are the dancing dolls?
Yeah, so this is one of the displays of the dancing dolls. You can see them already in their country dresses as well. And we've got Germany, Spain, Holland.
So it seems the emphasis here is really probably more on the costumes than on
the
dolls.
That's right, yeah. I mean, for example, I'm from Germany as well. These dolls here are dressed in the dirndl and in the lederhosen. Like, where I come from, we don't wear that. I'm from the northern part
really?
Of Germany.
Really? You don't wear that?
Yeah, but in Bavaria, they still do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Some wear it because they like it. Some wear it when they go out to different kind of balls, or, I mean, the Oktoberfest, everyone, I guess, wears it there, and they make that a big thing there. And, I mean, I can't speak so much for all the other countries as well, but I guess it's basically the same. You know, you've got the traditional Spanish and the flamenco dresses and the dance and that sort of stuff and the instruments there as well.
How much do the dolls feature in people's experience of the castle these days?
Some people know about the castle to be just about the dolls. So they might have been here 20 or 30 years ago and they remember us to be just the dolls. So they come here with that expectation. For those who come that don't know anything about the castle, they get the first part of their self-guided tour to be medieval themed and educational, and then they get to see the dolls as well. And then we have those who know that we are about the dolls and they only come to see the dolls again. So we are going into the attic area here now. And this part here, or like the whole castle,
oh, wow.
Over 2,500 dolls at some point. But we had to take down one of the displays with the country dolls because of damage. As well in this section here, we had to retire some of the dolls because of age, because we don't have the perfect condition here to keep dolls alive forever. Yeah, it is quite warm.
So is the doll collection basically doll flotsam, or is it, do the dolls have specific stories? Or
they all have stories from their original owners. Like, most of them are donated. I won't be able to tell you all of these stories, but, you know. What I hear, though, is, and that's what I really love, is when people come out and say, oh, the dolls, oh, my God, they're amazing. Especially the older people who then say, like, oh, you know, I used to have that and that doll myself, or one like that, and I used to play with this and this. And, yeah, it brings back memories for people that makes them very happy, and that's very special when they then come out and share that with us as well.
Do you ever get people
being a bit freaked out by some of the dolls?
Yeah.
Do you get a bit freaked out by some of the dolls?
No.
Well, that one there looks a bit like Chucky in period dress.
Maybe, but I promise we don't have a Chucky here. Like, you know, they don't come to life. I promise.
That you know of.
You know, I've spent some late nights working shifts at the castle here before, and I checked there is nothing moving in this part. Mm-hmm.
Alex Easton, producer of Drive on ABC Sunshine Coast, got sent out as part of our segment Museum of What to check out the Doll Museum in Bly Bly. Alex, I gather you don't go out to a doll museum every day.
No, I have to say that Nina's a very brave woman, because I swear that doll did look like Chucky.
Tell me, what's your story on the Sunshine Coast? Are you Sunshine Coast born and bred, Alex?
No, actually, I grew up mostly in Brisbane, but journalism's the sort of job where whenever you change employers, you tend to change cities. So I've spent a fairly large chunk of my adult life sort of hopping around from city to city, and I washed up on the Sunshine Coast probably 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Gee, I can't believe it's 4 years already. Maybe.
It is a nice place to get washed up, though, I get the feeling.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. What are the big stories that are happening in your area at the moment on the Sunshine Coast?
Well, the big one today is someone's spotted a platypus out at Mullaney, which is, speaking of lovely areas, it's just a beautiful place. But this platypus has been spotted with a rubber band around its neck.
Oh.
And so there's a group of wildlife rescuers who are trying to figure out how they can capture the platypus and get this thing off its neck before it kills it. So, yeah, and there's been a bit of discussion about apparently people have seen this sort of thing before and, you know, just being careful about what you throw away so this sort of thing doesn't happen.
Oh, well, I hope there is a good news story out of that. Fingers crossed, hey?
Mm.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks for going out to the Doll Museum. We might send you out somewhere else.
I'll look forward to it.
Along those lines, maybe not a doll museum, another type of weird and wonderful museum for the Museum of What. Yeah, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Alex Easton there, producer of Drive on ABC Sunshine Coast.
Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.